Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. This is the time for your 4 p.m. Eastern briefing on Tropical Storm Ada. Latest information, brand new forecast. Stacy's been working on it and Dave's been here. 50 mile an hour winds, southwest motion at 16 miles an hour. The pressure 995 millibars. Right now, we're continuing to go west. Right now, we're 140 miles west, southwest of Dry Tortugas. In Florida. Let's start looking at a few things. I wanted to start out with the water vapor on the satellite because that goes into when we get to the new forecast, some of the reasoning and some of what's going on. So here we are. So here we have Florida right here. I wanted to outline that. Here's the center of Ada. You still have some lingering showers and some of that heavy rain, but it's moving off the coast of Florida into the Gulf of Mexico. Notice this tail here bringing some more showers and some rainfall for Cuba. So it could have some flooding situations anywhere near these tropical showers. But here's what's going on. You start seeing where Ada is, this red, all this area in red is dry air. And that's very dry air. So a couple scenarios with the forecast. What we're looking at before is possibly turning earlier and becoming stronger, staying in this tropical moisture and being a stronger system and impacting Florida. But now the latest model's coming in and they're a little bit to the left. And if that happens, well, that tries to push Ada into this drier air. And that means a hostile environment, sheer and dry air, not healthy for any sort of tropical system. And as a result, there it is. That's your brand new forecast. Notice nudging a little bit to the left. Right now we're thinking it goes a little further south, a little later turn, and that means it would be on the left side of the previous cone, and that's what we have, just a north movement here into that shear and that dry air. So it's a tough road. So a tropical storm, maybe getting close to hurricane strength, maybe overnight tonight, but then the hostile environment, bring it due north and becoming a depression by Saturday. And in fact, the air is so dry, we'll see what happens. Could see some of this tropical moisture bring some rainfall to portions of the Florida Panhandle, but it also, because of that dry air, you can see even further weakening than that. So that is the latest information that we have. You still have some of those winds. You know, you see getting out there, you know, about a little over 100 miles, 120 miles out from the center, you can still see some of those winds. So dangerous conditions still can have some dangers for mariners and also has some rip currents in some of these areas. So that could be very dangerous for anybody on these beaches. So let's look at some other things. So really, we want to look at any further rainfall in South Florida. This is a summary of some of the rainfall that we got from Ada. Staggering amount. Broward County, I wanted to highlight Broward County here. This is a brand new map. Anything in red is over 10 inches of rain. In brown here, we can have 13 to even 15 inches of rain. And it's hard to see, but there are spots in here over 16 inches of rain. And I bring it up because that's what had caused all that flooding. And as a result, you start looking at the future of this rainfall, at least we're getting the system further out, 1 to 2 inches possible in some of your typical showers and typical afternoon thunderstorms. That doesn't help, but at least it's not what we saw overnight with Ada. So still some rainfall could cause some problems, but most of it has pushed on to the west. So that's your latest update from Tropical Storm Ada right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.